Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
To Bobby in Los Altos. What's up, Bobby?
Taking a class.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, obviously, I want to talk about the game, but I wanted to start with this, and I swear this is a compliment, Shasky. This is, in all seriousness, my favorite segment is Shasky the morning after a home game. Instead of, you know, getting the free press seat with the chicken wings and the celery sticks, right? You sit with the people. And then I was thinking last night, oh, the brother's going to a home game, and he's going to get up at 3:30, some mad respect. And then I was informed you didn't make it. No shade. It's unfortunate. But then mad respect to Carter for going out last night. So I'm sure your wife made you a nice breakfast skillet this morning before you headed out the door.
Did she? Yeah, of course, Bobby. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, brother. And then, you know, I blessed you and Bonte last year with a little haiku that I had written for Malik Mustafa, so I'd just like to say it again. It was something like, heat-seeking missile, get down fast, six coming quick, Malik Mustafa. I mean, it's incredible. That guy, didn't he have the same injury as Brandon Ayuk? And then he's out there just throwing his body around like he just don't care. I mean, it's crazy. He's scary. He's a scary man. And I'd like to say this, the most hackneyed expression of football, next man up, you know, whatever. It's just an expression, but my God, this team, it's like you better put a picture of this team in the dictionary. And in recent memory, I don't think I've ever been as proud and as happy. And I swear, I'm still smiling whenever I think about it, is Green Dot for Tatum Bethune. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy how much he showed out, the number of tackles he had. And it was interesting, the press conference, he actually said it hurt him that they didn't give him credit for that sack. And it was funny because he said, I actually care about sacks. I don't care about tackles. In my mind, I'm just like, brother, you're the Green Dot. I care about your tackles, not your sacks. But honestly, I'm on a high. I mean, this to me is like 10 times greater victory than that Rams victory. And I'm not sure why.
Wow.
I'm just so happy for Tatum Bethune. And Malik Mustafa, I mean, oh my God, just welcome back. Please don't injure yourself. And then, yeah, I mean, I guess Purdy should have gotten the Burrow surgery, right? I mean, it's crazy. Hey, Max, stay upright, because I really don't want to see Adrian Martinez.
That's Bobby in Los Altos.
You ended on a Debbie Downer.
Dude, no, but that's the happiest I think I've ever heard Bobby in Los Altos on these airways. And I kid you not, that story is true, by the way. When he says, there's nothing I prefer more, this is Bobby saying, than listening to you, Joe, like reacting after a Niners win.
Yeah.
He literally called last year, and I was producing, and like I screened the call, and I was like, what's up, Bobby? He's like, Spadoni. He's like, Spadoni, no offense, but when you're filling in for when you're filling in for Shasky, I get a little upset because I miss not hearing Shasky fired up after a big win. I was like, damn, Bobby, just say you don't like me anymore. But he wasn't saying that. He just loves you so much.
I appreciate that.
He misses you when you don't have the reactions. So that means you can't miss a reaction at all this year, all right?
There are 17 games. I live for immediate reactions to Niner games.
And the fans do, too.
I live for them.
These are the games we live for. Like it's insane how they are 5-2. Like, take a step back. They have no right to be 5-2.
Joe, no one can take a step back in life. I don't know if you know this. Everything is immediate, like pivoting and screaming and yelling at the top of our lungs. We can never have perspective.
Oh, never. Well,
we're not allowed. Like, for example, there's a moron in the YouTube chat who's just coming, just gonna see CMC look like he did last year. Dude, it's the best game he's had all year. Hands down, it's the best Christian McCaffrey game, not just in a year. In 2 years.
Wait, I'm confused. What are the YouTube chat? What are they complaining about?
Some of the people are saying that I said that Christian McCaffrey was washed. And I'm going to come back and say it over and over and over again. Like, he did look a little tentative as a runner. You know, as a pass catcher, he was very productive. This game yesterday wasn't just his best game in a year. It's his best game in 2 years. He hasn't looked that spry, that explosive. His feet looked unbelievably quick. His ability to like maneuver and the vision through the hole and the cutbacks and the finishing runs. I mean, the guy looked amazing. It looked like 2023 Christian McCaffrey.
Well, it wasn't Christian McCaffrey being washed. It was the entire running game was washed for the 49ers. They couldn't do anything.
So let me ask you.
That's not a hot take. They couldn't run the ball.
Is it just as simple as Kittle came back?
Well, this is what Christian McCaffrey had to say about it after the game, Joe, about how big of a deal it is to have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
George Kittle back.
Yeah, it's a different ballgame when he's in there. You know, even when he doesn't have a big statistical game, the attention that he draws is, it opens so much up. You know, I mean, that's why, you know, football is the biggest team game on the planet. It always has been. It always will be. When you got guys like that on the field, just their presence alone strikes a lot of fear in coordinators, you know, and so you have to keep eyes on them. And, you know, some games it might be me that has these open lanes and has, you know, a good stashed line, whatever, and then other times it'll be him or whoever else is, you know, coming to the table. So that's why it's a team game, and having him out there is a big deal.
I don't want to go too deep into this opinion right now, but the fact that the offensive line and the run game is so dependent on George Kittle, look, that is amazing, and it shows how great he is as a player. I also now, like, am a believer of, boy, could you imagine if you actually invested in your offensive line with some draft capital, how good it could be? And then I could use Kittle not only in the run game, I could also use him in the passing game. It's like, wow. I mean, look, they looked amazing yesterday. And I think it was deeper than Kittle, but definitely, clearly Kittle helped. I mean, it was clear and obvious. He didn't catch a pass yesterday.
No.
And it's the most explosive the run game's looked, again, in 2 years. Not a year. 2 years.
Here's more from Christian McCaffrey in 888-957-9570. Niner fans, where are you at? You are the guest today on a Victory Monday. The team is 5-2. And how could you doubt the 49ers? If you doubted the Niners at all at any point this season, I get it. You lose all those players. You lose your quarterback. You lose your Hall of Fame stalwarts on defense. You still doubting this team, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. And here's Christian McCaffrey being another leader on that team, talking about it being a team effort running the ball.
But also, I mean, we had guys go down on the O-line, too, and step up big. You know, we had guys like, you know, I don't know how many rotations we had today, but just everybody who came in and stepped up did such a great job. You know, Kyle always says it takes a whole team to be able to run the ball. You know, it takes receivers, it takes tight ends, obviously it takes O-line, it takes guys like Juice. It takes a quarterback being able to stay on the field on third down. And then it takes a defense stepping up so that you have opportunities to run. You're not super behind. So I've never heard a coach say that, but that makes so much sense to me. You know, having to be able to run the ball is a huge team effort, and our guys allowed that to happen today.
And so Matt Hennessy filling in for Jake Brendel, and you know, do you know where he started his career, Joe? Matt Hennessy?
He was with Atlanta at one point.
He started his career with the Atlanta Falcons. 2020, he was a third-round draft pick out of Temple and played there for a couple seasons, had some knee injuries, was on the practice squad with the Eagles, came back to the Falcons after getting cut from the Eagles. So he's been with Atlanta through 2024. And then last year, the Niners signed him, and he's just kind of been that backup or third stringer at times, if you will. And he was thrust into action yesterday, didn't skip a beat. Didn't skip a beat at all. Thought he looked great.
Let me ask you this one, though. Did you see the halftime numbers on the Niners run game?
Oh, it was incredible. Joe, they had already 100 yards rushing.
They said, this is what it said on the broadcast. For those that are like, don't know, before contact, Christian McCaffrey had the most yards he's had in over a calendar year. 22 yards. 22 before contact. Not 50, not 75. 22 yards. This is at half. That's the most he's had at any point, any game in 2 years. And then the most between the tackle yards since 2022, 60. So you're telling me his banner year in 2023, he didn't have 60 between the yards, between the tackles yards in the run game? That was like shocking to me. It also goes to tell you how dominant they are on the outside zone stuff. And how different last night's game plan was versus what they normally do.
It's pretty incredible because I keep bringing this up.
Halftime.
If you're going into this game with no preconceived notions about either of these teams, you would say the team wearing, you know, red was the team that was the better rushing team. That was not the narrative heading into this game.
No.
The Atlanta Falcons are the number one rushing. We're just going by yards per game on the ground. It's the Atlanta Falcons. The Niners are bottom five. They're one of the worst. And it was totally flipped on its head yesterday. And I think it caught all of us by surprise, but you know what? Nothing the Niners can do this season will surprise me anymore, Joe. I'm just going to say it. Nothing they do this season will surprise me. It won't. Like, how could you be more shocked?
I can always be surprised.
Oh, I guess if Adrian Martinez comes in and they still keep winning, I guess I would be shocked by that. But you know what?
I mean, you know, we didn't know the rules in overtime, you know? So it's like, yeah.
Stop it.
Don't
give me that today. With good vibes only.
I can always be surprised.
Hey, he learned from his mistakes, all right? That's what people do. Kyle Shanahan learned from that.
Look, when Colton McKivitz came out and they were doing the opening lineups, they're like, he's the fourth ranked tackle out of PFF, out of like 64 or 70 qualifying tackles. I was like, what?
Joe, they started
to do. That was shocking.
And NBC always does the, you know, Mac Jones, Alabama, or Michael Penix, Washington, right? They always do the
D-Mode
schools.
D-Mode said something pretty interesting. He was like, San Francisco Hyenas?
Hyenas or something like that.
He said something like
my
that.
My favorite all-time was when Jared Allen was like, homeschooled. Hi, Mom. That's the all-time. Or Body Built by Taco Bell, whoever that was. That's great. Cam Jordan always has some
homeschool
funny ones.
Kids
but, dude,
weird.
They start saying all the different starters for the Niners on defense. I was like, who are these? Like, people are like, who are these guys? It's just, like, that's makes it so special and how they won that game because they were going up against Bijan Robinson and Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Michael Penix and all these big names. And by the way, the Falcons did end up starting their left tackle, Jake Matthews. They didn't start their third stringer. I know you were out on Friday. We had Carl Dukes, who covers the Falcons over on our sister station in Atlanta. He's like, yeah, dude, they might have like a fourth stringer as their left tackle. It ended up being Jake Matthews. Their normal.
He ended up playing.
But, dude, their offensive line got cooked. They got smoked. Again, Sam Okwuonu. Guys that aren't household names. Bryce Huff, who was left on the scrap heap. The Eagles are like, nah, we're good. We don't need you. We'll eat the money. We don't need you, Bryce. So you know what? Robert Saleh brings him back over after some success in New York. And he's thrived, man. He's thrived. Marquise Siegel, you know, Renardo Green. You see all these all these people make it. Jordan Elliott. Jordan Elliott. You called him Jake Elliott earlier. You didn't even know his name. That's the kicker for the Eagles, Joe. Jordan Elliott. He's a Niners defensive lineman.
Yeah, I mean, how did I know? Jordan Elliott.
I know?
Jordan Elliott, Lakeside Presbyterian kindergarten.
There you go, right?
Pre-K.
Shout out Splash Cousin.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I always appreciate when they go like the middle school, they shout out their high schools. I think that's kind of cool, but, you know.
Joe Spadoni, Palma.
Palma High School, baby. Hey, big, big win over Salinas, our rival.
Joe Shasky, St. Gabriel's.
There you go. Reardon, though, right?
Yeah, I know. I was going grammar school.
SF State?
We need to get as low as we possibly can. I actually went to SF State recently. I was doing a... helping one of the kids who was doing an interview for the, it's called BECCA.
Yeah, Broadcasting Electronic Communications Program.
That was honestly a really cool little campus that they have going there.
Yeah, well, they got the whole new, they literally started building that whole new building that building where it's now like brand new state of the art, you know, radio.
Oh, it's
all
gorgeous.
That. Yeah, I didn't get that. We got like the old school from like the 1970s.
Oh, I mean, they had studios that we would envy.
No, seriously.
I'm not joking.
Yeah, it's insane.
And they actually had like a prep room.
Yes,
you know, where the sales staff wasn't there.
I get any of that.
Unlike ours, where everyone just kind of hangs out in a 10x10 cubicle over here.
Well, at least even in the old building for SF State, we had like this like crusty like couch that you would hang on over there. And that thing had been there for like 30 years.
It bothers me.
Don't look at me like that. Tony in San Jose will get to you in a second.
Outside rusty couch. How am I supposed to look at you?
Like, look, there's obviously a Jake Brendel. You want him to be healthy or whatever. And Hennessy filling in was admirable. I mean, outside of the Brock Purdy news last night, was there anything negative to come out of that game? Niner fans should be soaring so high right now. After you're 5-2, you've won 4 games with the backup. He looks great. Shanahan's been amazing. Robert Saleh's just an incredible defensive coordinator.
Your kicker is kicking. Thomas Morstead looks good.
You're developing linebackers at a crazy rate. You're the lineman right now, this guy Bryce Huff, the Eagles are paying half his salary.
I know.
You got him for nothing. Okawanu looks like he's taking a quantum leap forward. Micah Williams, another step forward. Alfred Collins, another step forward. What is there to be negative about?
Well, there was a negative in the chat. You had something to say about a certain player for certain 49ers first round draft pick. You want to talk about that?
Oh, well, Michael's an inside guy, not an outside guy.
Okay.
I like him. He's a good pick, but like he's not an edge rusher at all.
There was a play there where he just completely gave up when he was rushing the left tackle there, and it was
He's an edge run stuffer, not an edge pressure guy. Those are two different things. And he's a very useful player, but like in terms of edge rushing, that's not his thing. But that's why Bryce Huff's so important, because he's that speed you don't have. Even Nick Martin made a play on special teams. Get him on the field, for crying out loud.
You had another negative there, Carter?
I was going to say, there is one negative for me. Michael didn't step up to the bell last night for me. I thought he was actually really good last week. And this week, he just didn't step up.
Yeah, but he there were 3 or 4 plays where he ate the space so that the linebacker could fill the gap. And yeah, I know that that's not sexy.
Yeah, I need a little more.
I know. I'm just saying, if you and I were looking at the film, Bethune gets a lot of tackles because of guys like him.
But even Alfred Collins, he made a big play there at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, so
how about Chase Lucas 2 times in closeout games, the Rams game and now this game? He has been a big part of making big time plays at the end. This guy needs to keep playing.
The Michael Williams one, listen, he's a rookie still. So if this is a problem like a year or two from now where it's just run stuffing, sure, I will listen on that, because you don't draft a guy in the top 15 of the first round to be just a run stuffer. You don't. Not
you
at that position.
You know my theory on D-tackle.
What?
Well, my theory on D-tackle is like, if you draft a guy in the first round as a D-tackle,
it better be Jalen Carter or Aaron Donald.
Exactly. They better be a 3-down absolute stud who actually can rush the passer.
Right.
Otherwise, like you can get those rotational pieces later on in the draft.
Jalen Carter looked amazing yesterday in that win over the Vikings.
Of course he did.
Tony in San Jose wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. What's up, Tony? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, good morning, Roast. I love you guys, man.
Thank you.
Thanks
love
for taking
you.
My call.
Yep, absolutely. What you got, man?
Hey, man, I called in on Friday. I said if Kittle played on Sunday, it's going to be McCaffrey's first 100-yard rusher.
Whoa.
Well, I would love to welcome back the CMC show. And I love Kittle. This is good time, guys. Friggin' love it, man. I love this trench warfare style of game that the Niners are playing right now. And it's going to take us to the promised land, man, no matter who's playing and who's starting. We're coming.
Tony, what is the promised land for you? You say the promised land. What is that?
You know, I'd like to see at least second-round playoffs.
Okay. You know what? I don't hate that, the way they're playing. I keep watching this team expecting the wheels to fall off, Joe, and I need to stop watching it like that. I keep watching. I was like, you can't keep getting away with these types of injuries. You can't just keep winning in spite of losing Hall of Fame talent. You can't. That just doesn't happen in this league.
No, but
the league catches up to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, normally, but like one of the more injured teams that I can remember that went on to win it all was the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers. The team was decimated with injuries.
That was a long time ago.
What was number 44? The big goofy running back who ran really hard.
Starks?
Yeah, he was running hard. Like they had all these randos that were playing for the Green Bay Packers.
BJ Raji was so sick that run, though. He was so good.
They had a lot of random guys.
He was BJ Raji. I think he had the, his like neck or something. He ended up like having to like end his career short. And then
C. Wood came back. C. Wood, and he was good.
AJ Hawk and Clay Matthews, obviously, in the middle there. And yeah, that's a deep cut right there.
We're talking 15 years ago,
right?
And what was that? 2009
Yeah, the Rashard Mendenhall Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah. He had a fumble in that game, as you remember. Yeah, they lost him the game.
Rashard Mendenhall.
No, I think that was 2010 or 11, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
2009
Because I was in high school for sure. 2009 was the Saints. Colts? 888-957-957.
Yeah, and it was when Peyton threw the interception. Yeah.
Hank Basket. Yeah, the rest is history. Yeah. But the 49ers, man. Hey, we had someone call. We had Robin Sambruno saying Super Bowl or bust. I don't know if he actually meant that, but I love Rob.
They're the best.
We had Tony in San Jose saying,
fire the coach. Now it's Super Bowl or bust.
Now we're saying second round of the playoffs. I'll take that.
Brock's the greatest quarterback since Montana. Now it's like, no, actually it's Mac.
It's actually Mac. And before you know it, it'll be Adrian Martinez. And then who
CMC's
else?
Washed.
And now he's not.
Even I thought he lost a step. Now he looks amazing.
200 all-purpose yards yesterday. 201 to be exact.
Kittle's the greatest left tackle tight end. End of all time.
Do you want to hear from George Kittle?
That even makes sense.
He puts a smile on my face whenever I see him.
He has new ink. Did you notice that?
He always does.
No, like the whole shoulder, bicep, that was a lot of new ink.
Like from like the last few weeks is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think
from
that was all relatively new. Yeah.
You know what?
He got more work done.
You ever going to get a tattoo in your life?
No.
No? Not in your DNA?
I'm just asking. No, I'm good.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm more likely to visit Tatooine than I am to get a tattoo.
Wow, look at this nerd over here. He's doing Star. Hey, Carl, I don't even know this. That's a Star Wars reference.
Me and the little guy watched Star Wars on Saturday night, and he was like glued in.
Oh, we're on the Power Rangers right now. Benny's go, go, Power Rangers.
Oh, nice.
It's like the Mighty Morphin ones, though. So from like the 90s, the old school. Oh, yeah. They have them all on Netflix. Hilarious, by the way. Hilarious. The whole thing.
Are you at where the Green Ranger turns into the White Ranger?
Yeah, we haven't got there. So the Green Ranger just turned good. Now we're going to get to the White Ranger, and then we'll watch the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie with Ivan Ooze, of course. Remember that one? That's a throwback.
I remember all of them. My brother was obsessed with Mighty Morphin Power
Nora,
Rangers.
Nora, of course, wants to be the Pink Ranger, and Benny wants to be green/red. He hasn't picked yet.
It was awful. Like, looking back at it, I was like, it's so bad.
Yeah, but the nostalgia's hidden for me, so it's like I'm remembering all this stuff. And I remember the Happy Meal toys you used to get with the Power Rangers. You had the little animals attached to them, the Zords, I think they were called. Yeah, so I'm going all over the place. Brendan, SF, get us back on track. What a win last night, Brendan.
Oh, it was incredible. I was trying not to wake my kids up while I'm yelling. The coaching staff is in their bag. Shanahan is locked in. I was explaining to my girlfriend how Salah was about to run through a wall in that fourth quarter. He was foaming at the mouth on the sideline. My one criticism is Juwan Jennings has been popping balls in the air instead of catching them lately, and that led to Mac's first interception, which it was not on him at all. It was 100% on Tuesday, popping that ball up instead of grabbing his hands on it. But the one thing I did notice as I was looking at my fantasy team and Kittle was on the bench, he had 0 points last night, and I want to call out Shanahan for getting him back to game speed without giving him a game plan. Get him out there, let him hit people, let him get back into the feel of the game. Kittle's going to have a monster week next week, and that was an amazing call on Shanahan because you know he wants to get Kittle involved, but he wants to slow play it to make sure he's not getting another injury, and I'm loving what I'm seeing from the Niners right now.
I will disagree with you on the Juwan Jennings Mac thing. I thought it was, whether you want to say 60-40, 50-50, Mac threw a medicine ball, and Juwan Jennings, who's hurt right now, alligator armed it. I thought it was both guys, to me.
Hits you in the hands. That's what they say. You should catch the ball.
But he caught it as he was, you know, knew he was going to get popped. You know, that ball's got to be on the numbers if you're going to throw that dangerously so that he can catch it and protect himself. And then simultaneously, so it was a, you know, inaccurate throw, and it led him into traffic. And then simultaneously, like Juwan Jennings, yeah, you got to catch that, but he was about to get popped. And like the reality is, I'm not trying to see him go into the blue 10 again. So no. I kind of understand his POV on that.
Definitely don't want to see any of the blue 10 Niners.
The last thing was with Kittle. I thought I saw Kittle come off the field a lot in the first half. He obviously needs to get conditioning up, but also you got to like put the guy on a pitch count. I don't want to see him play 100% of the snaps offensively. No. Work him into game speed.
Joe, how refreshing was it to see a good running 49ers team? yesterday. Like, seriously, they've been throwing it like 40 plus times every single game. You look at the attempts for Mac Jones. Can you even guess? You know how many attempts he had?
25, maybe?
Yeah, 26. There you go. Didn't have to throw it a bunch.
The drive of the night was an 11-play, 65-yard, 5-minute and 52-second time of possession where CMC screen, QB sneak, CMC run, B-Rob run, B-Rob again, quarterback sneak, quarterback scramble, 12 defensive players on the field. That was a bad penalty, by the way, for Atlanta. A CMC run, another CMC run, a CMC catch. They threw the ball one time on that entire drive. One time on the 11-play drive.
I'm glad you brought up the bad penalty, the 12 men on the field, the intentional grounding. The attention to details is something you'll see with a young quarterback and a young team. It's not something you're seeing with the 49ers, it being a negative, that is. The attention to details that they've been able to accomplish, whether it's, you know, just not touching the ball and learning from your space if you're Sky Moore in the special teams, whether it's just knowing where to be lined up. And a couple weeks ago, we saw it on full display, right? When no Ricky Pearsall, no Brandon Ayuk, no George Kittle, no all these top receivers are out, Juwan Jennings, like, and he had a bunch of new faces in there. And it was a learning curve. But you know what? That hasn't killed them in these games. Mac Jones being the leader on that field, knowing where to be, Christian McCaffrey, Kyle Shanahan putting his team in positions to succeed. Robert Saleh, the same thing. They practice this. This is why practice matters, man. It's why coaching matters in the NFL. I see so much. There was so much bad football yesterday, Joe. I don't need to tell you this. There was so much god-awful football that I had to watch in that morning and afternoon slate. And just, if you just execute normally, like the Giants should have won that game. You're up 18 points. For those of you who missed it, I don't know how you did. If you watch football, you can't have missed that game. 33 points? Is that how much was scored in the fourth quarter yesterday? I'm sorry. The Giants coaching staff should be just destroyed and ripped a new one. And I'm sure I don't have to tell the New York media that. It was embarrassing. That is on coaching to me. That's on coaching. Same thing could be said with Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh. Leaning on the running game. It's working. Lean on that. I don't need to force anything to George Kittle right now. I don't need to do that. I know he's back. Don't need to force anything. It's fine. They were playing within themselves yesterday, and they won the game because they didn't have the mental errors that the Atlanta Falcons did.
Completely agree. The one time they did try to, quote-unquote, force a play design to George Kittle, it was just kind of a predictable behind the line of scrimmage. The bad throw, too, by Mac.
It was bad.
And Kittle couldn't come through with it. So, look, all things considered, great win. There's so much to break down. I know we got the injury report.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.